Tim Taylor back on WMJ and WMJ.com. We're celebrating the great Coley Welter, spent 11 years in Alito, and one of the great rivalries postseason-wise for the Alito Green Dragons back in the day. The Carthage Blue Boys, and then I think they eventually became Illini West right at the very end. And Jim Unruh, their head coach, and talking a little bit with Coach Unruh off the air. You know, I don't know how it would be, how you can, like, frame this. Is it a guy, can you say, a guy you despise the most and yet respect the most? And by despised, I mean, you know, the opponent and what you had to put into it to beat them. And then by the same token, you look at those same characteristics, and that's where the respect comes in, too. Do you see what I mean there?
Absolutely. There's no despising for me. I actually really enjoyed playing against his team, because when you have a good team yourself, you want to go up against the best. And, you know, teams that he coached, Coach Welter coached, were nothing but the best. And he was so well-prepared that those teams are so well-coached. And, you know, he's very humble about his team. But, you know, I also got to know Coley, you know, on a personal level from coaching against him many times, and also coaching with him at Shrine All-Star game. And then you get to, you know, you get to know him more as a person, and you know, you compete during the games. When the games are over, you can shake hands and move on and such. But you know, I imagine it took about 2 seconds to vote him into the Hall of Fame. And they, when his name came up, it was probably, okay, who's in favor? Boom, unanimous. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah, so I guess when you guys played, you know, is there any interesting conversation, like maybe pregame handshake with the officials, or when you're walking through the lines with the handshakes? Any, you know, funny thing you recollect that was said in any of those moments?
You know, I was trying to think of some, but I really don't have any I can think of, you know, of with him. I mean, maybe the best one I can give you is when he was actually at Monticello. He came to Carthage, I think it was one of his first years coaching at Monticello, and they had started to be good, but they still weren't up to his level that he had got those Alito teams to. And I can remember, I think we got into the fourth quarter, and we were actually ahead pretty good, and I think we were shutting him out. And I must admit, I was thinking, man, I want to shut this guy out. I want to shut out. I didn't even care about beating Monticello, but I wanted to be able to shut out Coach Welter. And of course, his teams never ever quit. They keep coming at you. And I think they scored with about, I don't know, 4 or 5 minutes left in the clock. And, you know, we moved on in the playoffs, but I always thought, man, I had my one chance to shut them out, because, you know, most of the times when we played, it seemed like it was always, you know, we both played really good defenses, but somehow when we played each other, it was always, you had to get to about 30-some points to win the game, and maybe more.
Well, and I know that, you know, you talked about when you knew you had to go up against that team and that program that he coached, you knew you were in it, so to speak. So I mean, is it a situation where basically when you walk on the field and you look across the sideline and you say, oh, we're going to get it on today, it looks like. I mean, you know what I'm saying to me? I don't know if it's like this seventh sense you have that you say, oh, that's Welter over there. That's Unruh over there. Let's see what happens here. Let's get this on. I mean, is that kind of the emotion?
You're right on. Yeah, you're right on. You know who's on that other sideline, and you know you're not going to outcoach them. You just hope when the game's over that maybe you're even with them. And you know, it was always a fun week of preparation, but a hard week of preparation. And you know, during the game, as games go, there's so many things that you can't prepare for that happen in games, and you know, always very competitive. But you know, the thing I remember, I think, was we had great camaraderie before games, after games, and you know, boy, it wasn't that long ago, about a month ago, I was actually conversing with him in an email, and you know, I've seen him play. I now that he's at Monticello, that's one of the scores I check. You know, about every Saturday morning to see how they're doing.
That's awesome to hear. And I tell you, those were some great days with the Blue Boys and the Green Dragons and then the Illini West Chargers and the Aledo Green Dragons. And by the way, I see Enrun, I was looking at the 11 years for Welter. You dirty, rotten scoundrel. The last game he ever coached at Aledo, you beat the poor guy in the playoffs in the quarterfinals 22-6.
Okay. See, I was trying to think, and that was pretty good. I was trying to think if I had ever beat him at Aledo. So, you know what? I feel better about this conversation already than I actually did get him at Aledo. So,
all right. We're going to get those milk jugs out with those rocks in them and bang them pretty loud the next time.
Yeah. You know, the one thing that I think Cole Coley did too, I think he was somewhat ahead of his time with mixing up the run and the pass. But the thing that they also, I don't think they were known as, but we always thought of it as Carthage. They were always a very physical football team. You know, a lot of times you see the finesse teams that are throwing the ball, they're not real physical sometimes. Those guys are always pretty darn physical when you play them also.
Yeah, it was always a treat when the Welter-led Green Dragons would take on the Enru-led Carthage Blue Boys. Coach, thanks for helping us out today.
Well, thank you, and big congratulations to him. Well, you know, obviously well-deserved, and very happy for him today.
All right, more on WRMJ and WRMJ.com in a moment.